Welcome back to today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. It's the off-season for Simpson men's and women's cross country. Here's a conversation with head coach Heath Monk.
Region, which is always a staple of our program, highlighted by a couple of all-regional men, James Johnson, and then Cole Leggett. Unfortunately, Cole, you know, he graduated, so we'll need to replace our number two runner, and also our number three runner, Drew Engler, graduated as well, so... Lost two of our top seven, but really excited with our how our spring track season went, the development of our returners, and then also we were fortunate enough to add some talented newcomers. So the goal remained the same for our program, be regionally ranked all year, and then finish in the top 10 in the region at a bare minimum. But our guys are hopeful and working hard this summer, and you know, I think realistically we could fall in that 5 to 6 in the region. And anytime you're flirting with top 5 to 6 in our region, you have a chance to go to national. So we're excited for the fall, and just enjoying our time together and getting better and representing Simpson at a really high level. So and on the women's program, last year it was a lot of growing pains, I guess, was a nice way to put it. We struggled. Our women's programs had a high level of success these last 5-10 years, and last fall was a little bit of a difference. Just a lot of newcomers, and just didn't improve the way we were hoping to. But that's in the past. And the women had a great indoor outdoor track season. And we're excited to maybe redeem ourselves a little bit this fall on the course. We were we return a lot, which is always exciting, but also we added a couple of freshman girls that are going to step in and hopefully compete for a top 5 position, and then we added two really talented transfer women. So excited to see how they go as well. A couple of women we're going to highlight, Ava French and Briley Schekinger. They were kind of our 1-2 punch all year, so we're excited to have them both back. Ava Bussey, she had a great spring. She was dinged up last fall, which hurt us a little bit, and she's she led us a spring in the 1500 and the 800, so we're excited to have her on the starting line this fall. But we're going to get back in the top 10 in the region and continue to have two great running programs here at Simpson College.
And, you know, I'm sure most of these kids are probably back in their hometowns doing, you know, whatever over the summer. Is there kind of a certain mileage that you want each runner to get, or is it kind of a team-oriented goal for the summer for their kind of summer workout programs?
Yeah, good question. No, we're very individualized. Everybody – you know, has different backgrounds in running. Some women, some men, they can handle high volume, some can't. So we're going to make sure we do what's right for each individual, and set up a plan where each athlete has a prescribed plan. So if it's a, 12 week summer break training, they're going to have 12 weeks dedicated to them. And everybody's will look a little bit different, but the key components of everybody's summer is going to be looking the same. We just started our true workouts this week, actually today, so everybody's going to be kind of adding their first real intensity, doing similar things, but the volume may be a little bit different. But hopefully everybody puts in a good summer, and we'll be on the starting line here soon out at Pickard Park to open up our season.
And taking a look kind of at both schedules, is it, basically kind of the same schedule as last year? Do you guys kind of run the same races throughout different years, or do you guys kind of switch it up between year after year?
Yeah, a lot of the seasons are pretty similar. A lot of the meets we've been to in the past we'll go to, maybe not every year, but we try to get on our conference course if possible. This year didn't work out, but the regional course we want to see. We want to get the men and women who are new to the region courses. So we'll go over there and check out that regional course in Rock Island, a course we're very familiar with. We're going to go up to pre-Nats. It's too close to home not to go and get that experience and environment up in Minnesota. It's been a long time since we've been up there. None of our men and women have run on that course, but it's a great trip, and our home meets a staple. Grinnell we go every year, so I'd say there's a lot of familiarity with our court, with our season, with our schedule, but it changes a little bit every year. And then the conference meet that rotates. So, you know, every season's a new conference meet, and some of the colleges in our conference host meets all season. I mean, every year, and some only host a meet once every 8 years. So, which is good. You know, sometimes if you go the same meet, same courses every year, it can get a little stale. So it's kind of fun to see new terrain and new courses and give the students a new experiences.
And you mentioned open up the season at Pickard Park. Do you feel like that kind of gives your team some confidence knowing kind of your home course right off the bat?
Yeah. It's, you know, our sport's weird. You know, basketball, football, volleyball, they want to be ready to go the first game of the year. You know, win-loss records are really important. For our sport, you know, we really don't need to be ready to go until the conference championship in late October. So the first meet of the year, you know, I almost feel bad for our newcomers because, you know, a lot of them are, their last cross-country course was the state meet, incredible environment. And they get to college, and our first meet is really low-key. Just a few teams come. That's by design. We want a low-key environment, you know, just get on the home course. You know, it's fun to get the community involved, professors out there, coaches alike. But yeah, it's a great meet to kind of get the nerves out and make sure the uniforms fit well, and you know, and off we go.
Fantastic, Coach. Really appreciate the time for you joining us today, and best of luck this fall season. I'm sure we'll catch you again when the season's just a couple weeks out.
Yep. I appreciate it very much, and take care.
Once again, that was Simpson men's and women's cross country coach Heath Monk on today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.